What is up, my people? It's Sam here, and on this episode I'm going to talk to you guys about how to propose. So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast. Welcome guys to the episode. Now, this week's episode is kind of like a different, you know, dimension. But again, as always, I'll tie it back to, you know, staying arisen and living the arisen life in your business, in your career, your life and whatever, right? And I have a really good lady friend who, you know, so one time she was talking to me about how there's this guy who was pestering her all over the place, from Facebook to Instagram to WhatsApp, and, you know, kind of wanting to engage her and all that. And and what I told, you know, she was telling me about the whole story and how they met on the, they basically met on social media, I think on Facebook, and there has been some communication going on, but it has been, you know, several weeks down the line, I mean several months down the line, and there hasn't been any form of communication or whatsoever. And then, you know, couple months down the line, this guy came up and then asked if, you know, if he can marry her. It was just out of the blues, like just random like that. And and I just couldn't help but think, how many guys are actually doing this, like actually proposing to random people in their lives? Like, how do people get this? How do people get away with this? Like, you know, just propose over the phone, or propose, you know, to someone, like, without even having any form of solid interactions, right? And I just couldn't help but, you know, think through it. And when I know me, well, I was trying to, excuse me. So while I was, you know, thinking through why people were be acting that way, because that is not the first time I've heard some guys do that, right? It's like trying to get someone on phone, or trying to propose that way, in that manner. And I'm going to talk about this without being an expert in all this, right? And then tie it back to being arisen, right? And so this lady friend of mine was super frustrated, and what she decided to do, and what most ladies have been doing, is just blocking away. Like, she blocked him on Facebook, you know, archived him on WhatsApp, like all the channels that he was trying to communicate in. And here's why I think this happened, right? Now, the reason you want to propose, right, the reason a guy would like to propose to a lady is like for the sole reason of, you know, getting married, right? And I believe that nobody should, like, everybody marries his or her best friend, or his or her friend. At least, like, you don't marry your enemy, right? You marry your friend. And if you're looking to go into long freaking relationship, possibly marriage, and all you do is just talk to someone very distant, away from you, and ask the person a hand in marriage, that is the wrongest form of strategy you have in your life. If that is what how people are going about it, then, you know, I say they're big losers. Because think about it, right? This person is yet to be your friend, and you're proposing to her, right? And so in effect, what I want to drive home here is that, guys, you're supposed to be following a strategy. You're supposed to be following some form of plan or system, right? So step one, you do this. Step two, you do this. Step three, you do this. And I believe step one in the first thing is getting to know the person you are looking to the person you are looking to marry, get to know her in the first place, right? And that is how you are supposed to start a conversation. Kind of like, imagine you going to a party and then you see this gorgeous lady and then you go up there and then you want to kiss her or you want to, you know, have sex with her. No, come on, guys, right? That's not how it's done, right? Kind of like, try knowing the person right there and see if the person is even interested in talking to you in the first place, right? And that is how you begin the conversation. You don't just begin, like, you know, trying to jump all over to the end, right? So how I want to tie this back to the whole Arisen lifestyle, it's into your business, right? It's into your career as well, right? Now, you have a dream job. You have a dream job you want to work in, right? And you've been wanting to work in this job for like several, you know, years or maybe all your life, right? And you finally get the opportunity to actually see if you could be part of this whole thing. And then what you do in the first place, what you do is, you know, blow it up and say, this is my dream. This, I want to accomplish this. I want to work in this, you know, entity and stuff like that. So hire me, right? This is just the same as a guy who hasn't met a lady and over the phone they're trying to propose. That is exactly how it is, right? Now, there was a story one of my mentors shared with me, and he said, you know, one of his mentees came over to, like, a very young boy. I think he's about 15 or 16, right? And you know, during the summer season, he had always wanted to get a job. So he wanted to work in a clothing company, right? And basically, when he went there asking for a job, and every time they said no to him. And this is what he did as a 15-year-old guy. He went one day, and then he didn't go there as seeking for a job. All he said was that he's looking to help because he's found out that some of the clothes are not properly folded, right? And so he just went in there like a random stranger. Well, of course, he's no more a stranger. Everybody knew him as someone who is looking to get a job in that company. And so what he did was he went in there and then decided to start folding clothes without anybody asking him. He folded it. He folded the clothes he wanted to fold and then just left, right? He did it day one, day two, day three. And on the third day, the manager just came over to him and asked him, do you want a job? And the guy was super surprised because he's been asking to be part of this company for a very long time. And all the time they said no. Now that he's provided something, some form of value, they said yes to him, right? And the story, the value here in this story is that, guys, before you want anything big, right, in your life, what you have to do is do the small steps in the first place. The small steps, give some form of value. You have a dream job. What have you done for that dream job to be able to consider you, right? You might be thinking, oh my gosh, Sam, like, are you trying to say I should go work for them for free? I'm saying that do whatever it takes. Do whatever it takes to grab the attention of whoever is in charge, whoever is the decision maker. Like, literally could be finding out who he is, seeing what kind of things that impress him, or him or her, right? What things that he need in his life, and you can be able to do it, right? Now, there is a psychological, you know, principle here, and it's the law of reciprocity, right? I'm not going to go into the details, but the law of reciprocity basically says that, you know, people are more likely to help you or more likely to, you know, offer, you know, some form of hand or help to you if you have helped them before. Right? Now think about it. You're a really good friend, right? Before, on your birthday, right? He or she is the first person to wish you on your birthday, right? She waits for like 12, you know, 01, and then, you know, just gives you a call or sends you a text and then wish you a very, you know, happy birthday. And you know that you're so excited, and it's kind of like 3 days to her birthday or 3 days to her birthday. What do? You typically would also want to attempt to wish her during that time to make her feel that, you know what, I have received value from you and I feel obligated right? I feel obligated to, you know, extend my help to you as well, without she ever even asking for it, right? And that is what the law of reciprocity is, right? If you want something, don't wait for when you need it, right? Offer some form of value. Again, going back to the example of the dream job. If you have a dream job, come on now, guys. Go see how best you can help them. See how best you can help them. So many of my clients that come to me, for help, right? Most of them went back to, they were referred to from my old clients. And some of my old clients are people that never paid me a dime. I just reached out to them and asked, I think I can help you with this. Let me try and help you. And they say yes. And then at the end of the day, they are blown away with the results I provided them. They hire me. And then now, you know, they are my walking, you know, marketing strategy. They're all they do is, you know, oh, Sam is a good guy. Contact him. Sam is a good guy. Contact him. And that is just, you know, consistently and effortlessly bringing business every single time. Okay, so guys, you have to follow the small steps first before the big step. Don't go rush proposing to people randomly like that. And even if it's in your business, you're a business owner, and you're looking to attract more customers, which every business does, right? You're looking to, because the lifeline of a business is customers, right? And the more customers you have, the more frequent they come buy from you. The more money you make, the more impacts you can impact other people. The more that your business can grow as well, right? So basically, you need customers. That is what you ultimately need. But think about it. What have you done for your customer? What have you done to get your customer coming to you and saying they need this, right? Put out some free content out there. Put out things that you think the customer needs without asking for the sale, right? I'm so tired of people wanting the sale every single time. Business owners, even the so-called gurus, right? Always asking for the sale without even ever thinking about the customer. What a customer may need that he or she can be able to provide, right? Guys, do that, because it's a universal principle. It's something that we are naturally, you know, drawn to do. If I receive value from you, I'm more than likely going to help, you know, I'm more than likely going to help you. There's a friend of mine who was looking to organize an event, right? And this guy, you know, I had my camera guy, I also had my lighting and my backdrop and all that. And so what I decided to do, rather than asking him that, you know, can you pay me to help you with this, what I decided to do was, you know what, I told him, guys, I feel we can help this guy, and so let's do it, right? And then I had to pay my camera guy for the day fee to come and then, you know, shoot the event for him, right? And that came from my pocket. And without my friend even knowing what the details that went into it, we made sure the program was a success, and he was so thankful. And you know, down the line, I was also organizing my event, and without me asking, this guy was all over the place, was asking how the event was going to go, was asking how he can be of help, and he helped tremendously without me even asking. That is the law of reciprocity happening right there, right? People would do stuff for you if they feel obligated. So make people feel obligated. You're a guy, you're looking to get the lady. Make the lady feel obligated to talk to you. Make her feel like, you know, she's going to lose something if she doesn't, you know, talk to you, right? Make it that way. Don't just go in for the first kiss after meeting her on the first day, or, you know, proposing like the losers do. No, that is so flimsy. Guys, please don't. If you're listening to the Arisen podcast, don't ever do this, right? Please offer some value. Apply the law of reciprocity, and I guarantee you things will happen in your direction, not against you. I hope this helps you. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen. If you are a dreamer and arisen, you probably have a billion of ideas running through your little skull, and you can't wait to let it out to others so you can change lives, right? But the number one problem that sets in for you is that you don't know how to turn that idea into cash. You either run out of cash to get that idea off the ground, or you get overly overwhelmed on the things that need to be done to get it out. I totally get it. But what if there's a way to turn those ideas into cash without the burnout or any money to spend? What if those ideas you've dreamt about can actually make you tons of money? I went through a ton of ups and downs to finally find answers to these problems, and I'm ready to uncover all these secrets in a single day masterclass called Emerge Secrets Masterclass. Emerge Secrets Masterclass is taking place on the 1st of July 2019, and I'm going to reveal the right way to turn your idea into cash in any economy without burning out or money to spend. Head over to emergesecrets.com to sign up for this time-sensitive masterclass. Again, head over to emergesecrets.com to join the first and frankly the very last masterclass that is going to get all your money problems solved in a matter of 24 hours. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.